We're in Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet. We're up to Sif Hey, and we'll be doing Sifim Hey and Vav. Kol ma sheshalsa betocha suda, dai lo bebracha achas. Everything that you drink during the meal is enough with one bracha. We're referring to someone who's drinking wine, so he has to say a bar pri agafin. That covers all the wine that he's going to drink during the meal. Eli im ken gishabirech lo hoya dato lishtos ela osa hakos. Unless it was clear to him that he was only going to drink that one cup, and then he changed his mind and decided he'd like to have more. Says the Ramah, Hagav, Vachain, similarly, someone who walks into a meal, he was uninvited, he just walks in while other people are eating, and they keep passing him cups of wine. So he makes a bracha on each one of them because he had no expectations. Every time he has passed a cup of wine, he had no expectations of getting another one afterwards. The ayin lekaman simin kufayin tes. V'chein mi sheberech al kos birkas nesuin. V'eini yodeh aleichen yagia kos. Somebody made a bracha on a kos nesuin. This is a case of someone that makes a bar pri agafen at a sheva brachas at a wedding. He was then going to go pass around the kosher bracha, and people don't know for sure that the kosher will get to them. So even though you listen to the person make the bracha, but you had no way of knowing whether or not you're actually going to get a hold of the kosher, kol echad tzorech levarech. Anyone that gets that kosher has to make his own bracha, the mikre nimlach, because it's considered nimlach as if you didn't know at the time. Mishnah Berurah brings that the Achronim discussed the same issue with regard to food. So he gives the case of someone that goes and buys himself lunch. He goes and buys one loaf of bread or one roll or one package of bread. And then he finishes eating and he says, you know, I want more. And he goes out and buys another one. So the halacha is going to be that even though he's in the middle of the Suda, it's considered nimlach and he's going to need a new hamotzi. Whereas, what if a person takes out an entire package of bread or a loaf of bread, cuts himself a few slices or removes a few slices to eat, and then after he finishes, he would like a few more slices? There he says it's not really nimlach, because that's common. It's not so common to go shopping a second time after eating because you want more. It is far more common to go and take some more food out of the freezer, say, and have that. So that would not be called nimlach. Sivvav. Ein levarach acher yayin shebesuda. Even though when it comes to bracha rishona, because of the chashivas of wine, Chazal said that you've got to make a barei pri agafen, even though it's during a meal, not so for bracha achrona. After the suda, the birkas hamazon potraso, the halach is that benching covers anything that was in the meal that is called machmas hasuda. Anything that you have because of the suda, meaning anything that's either there to fill or to help the food that you're eating in order to fill. The chain poteris yayin shelefnei amazon. Also, if you drank just before the meal, the halach is that benching covers that. So, for example, after kiddush, you don't have to say a bracha achrona; it's going to be covered by benching. Vafilu lo haya lo yayin betoch amazon. Even if you didn't have wine during the meal, meaning if you had wine before the meal, and you had that borei pri agafen cover wine during the meal, there's more reason to say that your borei pri agafen and your drinking of wine at the beginning was part of your meal, even though you hadn't started your meal yet. But since it was meant to cover the drinking of the wine during the meal as well, we sort of schlepped that into your meal. Says the Mechaber, even if you only had wine before the meal and not during the meal, we would still say that that's considered part of the meal, and it's covered by Birkas HaMazon. Now the question is, why is it considered part of the meal? So the post can bring down, because it is posach esemeayim. Wine before the meal makes your insides more receptive to the food that you're going to eat. It's something of an appetizer. So because of that, the halachi is that the wine before the meal is also covered by Birkas HaMazon. Now if that's the reasoning, then the question is, what is the halacha with regard to all other drinks? It's only with wine that we know that it has those properties, and perhaps whiskey as well. But when you're dealing with a soft drink, it does not have the quality of making you more hungry. It's not an appetizer. It doesn't help your insides be more receptive to food. So there's a machlokas. Some say that that's not considered machnas asuda. And you do have to make a bracha achrona before the meal. Lemaisa, if you're having a drink before the meal, as well as a drink during the meal. So like this, if you're just having a drink before the meal and you're not going to drink during the meal, so there the Mishtabur comes out that you can really say a bracha achrona if you wish. If you're having a drink before the meal as well as a drink during the meal, so that your bracha before the meal may be covering the drink that you're having during the meal as well. As a result of that, it's not clear that you can make a bracha achrona. He says in such a case, before the meal you should not drink a shir that will then put you in a situation of suffix. Now, in a case of anything that is clearly not tzorech hasuda, you drank before the meal, the Mishnah Berurah holds that you should make a bracha. It means if you have a soft drink before the meal, you should make a bracha achrona. Whereas if you did not make a bracha achrona and you started your meal, so you should have explicit kavana in Birkas HaMazon to cover the drink that you had before the meal. One other situation is wine that you have at the end of the meal when you finished eating already. So there, some hold that you have to make a bracha because it's not called machmas asuda. Others say that you do have to. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that for us, we never really finish the meal until we binge, so you wouldn't have this problem. Now, getting back to the halacha of wine before the meal, so the Mechaber said that wine that is before the meal helps to open your insides, and as a result of it is called machmas asuda and is covered by benching. The Bir Halacha brings down that there's actually a machlokas rishonim. The sheet of the Ramban and the Ran is that it's not covered, it is not considered part of the meal and needs a bracha achrona. The Mishnah Berurah therefore says that if you drink before the meal, the ideal is that at the time you bench, you should have in mind that you're covering that wine, the wine before the meal. This is especially important, he says, with regard to Kiddush. This is something that a lot of people don't realize. Lefi the Mishnah Berurah, since it's a machlokas rishonim, if you make Kiddush just prior to washing, and you're not going to make a bracha achrona afterwards, and we don't, then you should really have the Kiddush covered by Birkas HaMazon explicitly. You should have in mind, means every Shabbos, if you make Kiddush, say Friday night, you make Kiddush, you wash, so we don't say a bracha achrona after Kiddush, you should have in mind at the time of benching that you explicitly want benching to cover the wine of Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's really not much of an Eitzah. One could say, well, perhaps don't drink much. So the Mekadesh has to drink at least Malol Lugmav, a cheekful. Once you're drinking a Malol Lugmav, that is already more than a Kazayas, and since there are many who hold that Mikra Adin, Kazayas is already Chayiv in Bracha Achrona, you haven't gained all that much. So Halacha L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that on wine before the meal, you should have explicit kavana to cover it in Birkas HaMazon, and that includes Kiddush wine. Now we go back to the Mechaber Linyan Yayin Shel Havdolah Shelefnei HaMazon Ayin LeKamon. So he says that with regard to Havdolah, you should see later in Hilchos Shabbos of whether or not to make a bracha achrona after it, where the pashtus is that Havdolah needs a bracha achrona, even if you're going to eat afterwards, because it really has nothing to do with the meal that follows.